What do you say to a naked lady, one that you barely know? Oh, 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 oh. What do you say to a naked lady? Do you just say hello? Oh, 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 oh. Or do you say hi, how nice to see you, and hi, and don't I know you, and hi, say haven't we met before? Or do you look the other way,
look away,
pretending she's not really there,
look away,
and when she passes you by,
passes by,
do you turn around and stare? What do you say to a naked lady?
Welcome to the very first Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles podcast, or I was thinking that I might start calling it a podcast. Even though I was told that that sounds like something creepy from the 80s. Anyway, I'm Spy Kitten. I'm an actress, model, waitress, burlesque performer, zombie slayer, and naked girl reading here in Los Angeles. And I'm going to be your naked host. And you can let your imagination run wild as to whether or not I'm actually naked. So let me tell you a little bit about Naked Girls Reading. Naked Girls Reading is a group of beautiful ladies who love to read naked. That's really it. There's not a whole lot more to it. And I guess there really shouldn't be. We also like to do it in front of all of you voyeurs via photos, videos, and very special live events, but you don't have to look for something larger here, something pretentious or even seedy. Once you experience it, you'll stop asking so many damn questions and just let the concept take you. There's actually something really beautiful, something altogether more intimate about a woman reading pretty much anything in her, well, altogether. It's just that simple. Why are we still talking about this? Because people can't seem to accept its simplicity. Naked girls reading. Or girls reading naked. However you want to explain it to yourself is fine. And while you do that, we'll be over here reading naked. Naked Girls Reading started in Chicago in March of 2009. And it was the idea of international showgirl Michelle L'Amour and Frankie Vivid. The idea had rolled around in their heads for a few years in different formats, but with the opening of Studio L'Amour in 2008, it materialized as the perfect intimate live event. After the very first event, it was obvious to all in attendance that something big had just happened, something spiritual. And almost immediately, the press took hold and emails started coming in from cities all around the country from ladies interested in starting their own franchise. By the end of 2009, Naked Girls Reading will be appearing in 5 major U.S. cities, with more to follow in 2010 and beyond, including international chapters as well. My first Naked Girls Reading show, personally, was in Chicago in July of 2009. I had a friend who told me that the show was going on, and I was really, really interested in seeing it live and in person. I had only heard about it up to this point. And so I bought a ticket, and I went, and I was lucky because I had a few other friends there with me, because I was nervous. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I was in a weird city that I'd never been to before, with new people that I had only recently met, but who had been incredibly hospitable, and now I was going to be watching a bunch of strangers reading to me naked. So we get to the show, and it's really intimate. There's a beautiful couch for all the ladies to sit on. There's a changing area for them. I don't really know how to describe it. It's one of these things you really have to experience for yourself. And I remember being so nervous as the show was starting and the girls were starting to walk out because I just didn't know where to look. I knew it was naked girls reading. I knew they were going to be naked. I knew they were going to be reading to me. But I didn't know if I was supposed to, like, look at their faces, and especially, like, when they were walking out, because that's when you can see everything, you know. Girls are disrobed, and holy moly, and I just didn't know where to look. I was so nervous, and I know I looked away a lot, and I really just had to remember that there's nothing shameful about anything that we were doing, and that it was all there for the fun and the intimacy and deliciousness of it all, so, by the end of the show, I ended up feeling really supported because I was surrounded by these women who were beautiful and not afraid to be naked. They were not ashamed of their nakedness, and that's something that women are taught in our culture from a very, very young age, is to be ashamed of our bodies. And I loved being surrounded by these people who were not willing to subscribe to that philosophy. And I knew that I wanted to be a naked girl reading right then and there. I had also taken a class at Michelle's studio, at Studio L'Amour, and felt like I had a support system there. So I felt like it would be a great place for me to go. So I actually started considering a move to either Los Angeles or Chicago. I'd been traveling around the Midwest all summer, and then I did some West Coast traveling as well. And I ended up settling in LA that winter. I was in touch with the producers of Naked Girls Reading, and by July of 2010, I was booked for my very first Naked Girls Reading show. My first show was fan service, which was related to our Comic-Con theme, and I've gone on to do several other shows. I don't even know how many at this point, and they've all been really fun in one way or another. Some of my favorites are Naked Girls Reading Cooking, where we each had a selection related to food. Okay, it was mostly related to food and sex and how all those things kind of go together. But we each also brought in our own dish to share with the audience. And it was a lot of fun to interact during intermission, eat with our audience, and just kind of have a nice time visiting with them over a meal. It's not something that would typically happen at this type of event. And for me, it added to the intimacy that I find so special in the Naked Girls Reading events. My other favorite was Naked Girls Reading Choose Your Own Adventure. Obviously, I really like the shows that have the most audience participation, and that one was a lot of fun because we would literally let the audience choose what happened next in the story, and we had some interesting results, so I really enjoyed that one. So I really hope that over the course of the show, we're going to be able to bring you guys a lot of information about the Naked Girls Reading shows in Los Angeles, and we're also going to give you some quick updates about other chapters. I hope that we're going to have some interviews with other performers and like a co-host type of situation where we can have some fun and some real conversation and not just me being a crazy person sitting here talking to myself. And we'll also have some audio clips from our Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles shows that we'll be able to play for you guys so you can get at least a little bit of an audio taste of what you missed. And then hopefully that will entice you to come out and see the real deal live and in person. And don't fear, even if you're not in Los Angeles, there are other Naked Girls Reading franchises. They're actually international. They're all over the world now. There are events going on. Hopefully one is in your neighborhood. And let me tell you a little bit about that. Let's see. We have Naked Girls Reading Chicago. They're presenting Ooh La La. Join the Naked Girls Reading Chicago February 18th in Chicago for a decadent night of erotic literature and an absinthe tasting. Michelle L'Amour and Greta Lane doff their glittering costumes and crawl into bed to regale the audience with naughty tidbits from the sexiest French tales. Ticket price will include a complimentary absinthe tasting to obliterate your inhibitions. Ooh, that one sounds fun. Naked Girls Reading San Francisco. They're going to return in April. They are under new management, so make sure you check back in April to see what shows they'll have going on. Naked Girls Reading New Orleans is launching a chapter during Tennessee Williams Literacy Festival in March of 2012. Make sure you stay tuned for more information. Naked Girls Reading Vancouver. Vancouver's biggest Naked Girls Reading yet. They've got so many requests to hear some of the crowd favorites again that they're doing a best of show. Or should that be bust of? Their joke, not mine, although I'm equally brilliant. February 19th, 2012. And don't forget, that's also going to be the Blonde Bombshell's birthday. So come on out and help celebrate with the Mistress of Ceremonies, Diamond Meeks. And you don't want to miss their Neil Gaiman show on March 18th. The festival is in March of 2012, and make sure you stay tuned for more information. Naked Girls Reading Boston. Saturday, February 25th, 2012. Boston has inspired much good writing and writers in its long history. Join the Naked Girls as they explore the literature of the hub of the universe from Edgar Allan Poe and Good Will Hunting in between. And last but certainly not least, Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles. Sunday, February 19th at Vlad the Retailer, who has recently moved to a new location. And I'll give you some more information on that in a second. The theme for this month is travel. Come explore the world with a Naked Girls Reading at 4270 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles. It's just about 1 minute from our old location at Vlad the Retailer. Discount tickets are $15 and will be available on nglaa.com this week. You can also get tickets at the door for $18. We also do a wine reception after our shows, so it's nice to come out and have a drink with us afterwards. All right, well, thank you for listening to our first podcast for Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles. We will have another one next month. That'll be the second Naked Girls Reading Los Angeles podcast. I'm Spy Kitten, and until then, please make sure that you are naked and reading at every possible moment. See you guys soon. Bye.
What do you say to a naked lady if she's someone you know? What do you say for a salutation when she says hello, Joe? Oh, do you say
hi and how's your family and hi, how about this weather and my, I think you're looking swell.
Or do you look the other way,
look away,
pretending she's not really there,
look away.
And when she passes you by,
passes by,
do you turn around and stare? What do you say to a naked lady?